This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's time to raise your game with me, Tasha Fusil. Now, I have with me today Andrew Chow from Ideasmart. Passionate about social media and entrepreneurship, Andrew is the author of Social Media 24/7, and he has contributed 88 essential secrets to achieving greater success at work. During his spare time, he is also actively involved in different charities and CSR initiatives. Now, today we're starting a series on personal success, and we're kicking off the first episode with the topic, Live Generously, Paying It Forward. Now, Andrew, I often work with many coaches who are constantly raising their game. And in this series, you know, I think it's for individuals who want to succeed, whether you're a business owner or an employee. So personal success comes in many forms, and the word success to each individual may be different. So Andrew, what is personal success to you?
I think personal success, it's a state of mind, and it's also a state of yourself that you feel that you're living in abundance and you are maximizing all that you are born with, be it your gift, your natural talent, and more so, you're very aware of the things and people that's around you. So personal success has anything to do with wealth. Of course, wealth is just a byproduct. Personal success is knowing that you are being who you are right at any moment in your life so that you can pay maximum contribution to the people around you. I think that will be personal success, because when you make other people around you better, you are successful.
Okay. Well, I sometimes use the analogy of the office chair, you know, because there are levers underneath to adjust the height and back support to make the chair more comfortable, right? However, some people don't know that the levers are there, while others know that they're there, yet refuse to use them. And you know, there's also others that make full use of them. And this would obviously make the chair more comfortable, you know. So how do we live generously, you know, paying it forward? Why does it correlate to us being successful?
Okay. I think at this stage in my life, I have come to the conclusion that giving and paying forward, it's really forms the essence of life, because life is really about giving. Because you know, when we are born into this world, our parents actually give birth to us. So they need to sacrifice something in order to have a new life. And you will see that most of the time, where there'll be a lot of changes when you start giving, but the reward of seeing your children grow up will bring you tremendous joy. So paying forward is really sowing into the future, believing into the future, painting a very visual picture of yourself, and actually paying forward. It's not really about giving what you have. It's giving what you think you don't have, but actually you have it in abundance. It is a give first, receive later mentality. So for me, it gives oneself a lot of spiritual and emotional fulfillment. It is like an investment. You're just paying it forward. You know, it is not a reaction. It is an action. It is actually a deliberate action for yourself to decide that you want to sow into the future. So you pay it forward, you know. So that is how I see it.
And this comes in all forms, right? What we're talking about here.
Besides money, anyone can give. Anyone can pay forward through your time, which is actually money. You can pay it forward with your talent, with your resources, and of course with your time. I think this is wonderful, because whether you are rich or poor, we have time. Whether you are rich or poor, you have talent. So some people use their talent and time to make money, but if you use your time and talent to give away, you know, sooner or later, if you love what you do, you know, money will come to you.
True. And you know, when it comes to this as well, I personally like to listen to stories and people's experience. So when was the first experience you encountered that you realized that it's important to give back?
It's actually quite different. When I was in school, I was really taught by my teacher, you know, to do good works. You know, but the voice or the subject of giving wasn't brought up in that way. You know, if you just look at it this way, if you are helping someone to cross the road, if you are helping someone to find something, if you are helping someone to jump queue, for example, because this person really needs, you know, to jump queue, you are giving. You know, especially the example of giving up your queue number for someone who desperately need to go first, and you volunteer to join the back of the queue, you give out your place for someone else, that itself is giving away time. And giving away time is really giving away life. So I see that if you always find that you don't have enough time, you don't have enough resources, you will not want to give. So I see this in many of my mentors and my teachers at the very beginning, that they sacrifice a lot so that other people can get better. And of course, even my parents, you know, I did not grow up from a very rich family, but my parents give me the best anyway, you know. They are not even sure whether when I grow up, I will actually take care of them or not, but they give anyway. And this is really the essence of giving. My parents and my mentors and my teachers really shape the way how I think about life, you know. And I would like to say that the more you give, the richer you feel actually. So this is a very spiritual exercise that you have to go through yourself.
Mm. And, you know, some might say that it's not about how much you give. It's about, you know, for me especially, you know, it's little by little each and every day. Like just what you mentioned, to give up your queue in line, or whether it's, you know, giving something that takes away something from you in your daily life. And that's the generosity that you're giving. So why do you think that we should be giving?
Well, first of all, we all need to give because The act of giving really takes your mind and your being out of your own, and you start thinking about other people. Because a lot of us, we are very inward looking. You know, we everything that we do is about us. You know, and all their thought process is about me, myself, and I. In fact, when you give, you find that you have more than you think. All right, that is the real discovery. You don't know how much you have until you start giving. Hey, I actually have a great reserve of talent or resources. For example, even for myself, a lot of people come to me for ideas. You know, they always like to say, hey, I want to break your brain. All right, when they say, I want to break your brain, it means that I want to take a part of you out. So it depends on me. My mindset is I have so many ideas are flowing out of my mind, even when I'm talking to anyone. So, and I know that these ideas doesn't come to me because it is for me. The ideas come to me because it is meant for somebody else, and I have to share it. So sharing is an act of giving. All right, it's just like social media. Share means you bless other people, and you want to tell them something. So it takes something out of you so that other people can grow in knowledge. So number one is giving takes away your own mind, that you only think about yourself. And secondly, you give because you will realize that as you give, you have much more than you think. And last but not least, you are more gifted than you think. You know, a lot of times you are gifted in many things. So, in fact, the act of giving forces you to explore those talents. And that's going to be my answer.
Mm. And you know, I also like to think that because since young, I was taught that all these thoughts that you have in your head, yes, it belongs to you, you know, it came from you, but it also doesn't fully belong to you. Because, you know, those thoughts that you have in your head, you know, they're things that you talk about with other people previously, or, you know, things that you read on the internet, things that you read from books. So it's thoughts that you gain from elsewhere. So if you don't share these thoughts with others, if you keep it all to yourself, then you'll only have this knowledge for yourself. But if you share it with others, then you will somehow realize that you have a lot to share and more will come to you.
That's right. I can't agree with you more. That is why within social media itself, you know, we have this term called the crowdsourcing. It means everybody contributed an idea so that the person who asked for it can have many, many different ideas to explore with, you know. And that won't happen unless everyone has this giving mindset. Okay, I'm going to share to you something. That is why even in the business world, roundtable conference is so effective. Everybody comes together and share one part of the takeaway that you have. And everybody go away tremendously gaining in wisdom and knowledge. So you come with one contribution. Let's say you're sitting with 20 people, you're gonna go home with 90 new things. So you should think of it this way: the larger your circle is, the little that you give, your reward is plentiful.
So knowing when is the right time to give, we'll be discussing this with Andrew Chow from Ideasmart in our personal success series on Razor Game BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Raise Your Game, and I'm Tasha Fusil. Good morning. Andrew Chow is a passionate social media and PR strategist, entrepreneur, speaker, and author of Social Media 24/7. Based in Singapore, his insights into social media strategies, personal relations, and entrepreneurship has brought him onto BFM for about 24 times now. We've been discussing the topic Live Generously, Paying It Forward in our personal success series. Before this, we spoke about paying it forward and what it's all about and why we should be giving. So how do we know when is the right time to give?
Okay, the right time to give is always now. Start now, even when you don't think that you have much to give. You know, it is a mindset and a process and an action that you need to take now. So the answer to when is the right time is always to start now. Whatever you have, wherever you are, just start now. And actually, once you start, do not stop giving. Because once you start sowing, and you sow, and you sow some more, when you start to harvest, the harvest will always come one after another. A lot of people do good things one time, they give one time, and they wait for 5 years for their return. All right? Yeah, maybe you wait for 5 years, 10 years, your harvest will come. But then, then they start sowing again. All right? So they make the sowing and reaping cycle very long. Don't do that. Just keep giving. And once you give, you'll find that once your harvest starts coming, it will not stop as well. So when it's the right time to give, start now.
So how do we be consistent with that then?
I think to be consistent, you need to link back the giving, the act of giving, to the love of people. I truly believe that if you do not love people, if you do not love people around you, if you do not love people at large, you can't give. Think of all the teachers in the world. Think of all the nurses in the world. Think of all the social workers in the world. They can't be doing those jobs unless they love people. Do you agree with me? If they don't love people, who will want to bathe them? Who will want to dress them? Who will want to wake up at 5 a.m. to go to school every day? Who will want to listen, you know, to other people's problem whole day? All these sacrificial acts come from the love of people.
I also think that, you know, teachers and doctors and nurses are really gifted people because not everybody can be them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are gifted people because they have a giving mindset and they love people. So I have also seen a lot of gifted people by nature. They are very selfish. All right. So again, I must emphasize, giving is not it's not about what you have, it's about what you can see in the future. The very little you have, you know, when you actually multiply it by giving, you will grow to something big, much bigger than you ever thought of.
So who should we be giving to in the first place?
I think start with the people you know, and once you build up a personal branding of giving, I think everybody will help you to spread your good works. You know, when you are a giving person, people always talk about you. When you are generous in your spirit, in your time, in your effort, your resources, your money, people will talk about you. All right, and they will know who will need your help. They can link you to people that most need you. So I say start with people that is around you, and then after a while you will have more wisdom to decide who can you help and how can you maximize whatever you have. So you don't give alone. After a while, you will also attract other people who are givers to you. So together, you can give much more.
You know, there's also a saying that goes, give without any expectations. But isn't it only normal to ask ourselves, where is my reward?
I think giving itself is a reward. The fact that we can give means we are already blessed with something. All right. So anything that is given to you in the future, to me, is a bonus. Alright, so I always like to encourage a lot of people, where is your reward? So I always tell them three things. Who you sow to may not be who you can reap from. That means the person that you help may not be the one helping you back in the future. Someone else will do. the way you sow may be different from the way you reap, or I should say the way you reap may be different from the way you sow. All right, just because you help someone today, all right, your rewards or your rewards one day will come from another form. You will have your solutions in life helped by someone else, by something else, through a different way. So it's never the same. So you heard of the saying, you know, when you want an apple, you must sow apple seeds. All right. but this law of giving is different. In fact, the last and the most important one is where you help may not be where you got help from. It means where you sow may not be where you reap from. And that is so powerful. You know, many people do good works in charity. Doesn't mean that a charity will be helping them back. No. Right? Maybe, you know, they get help from other places. Maybe their business boom because other business community are helping them. So just follow the law of the universe. I think you just do whatever you can. Your reward will come from somewhere else. Whether you're religious or not, whether you believe in any religion, the sowing and reaping principle is so powerful. It resonates in many, many different places. Why are companies doing corporate social responsibility? You know, why are they taking out 10% of their net profits to do good works? It's still an act of giving. Mm. All right. And I think even in the corporate world, CSR is actually catching up very, very well.
Mm. I think it's also an understanding of, you know, life, just like karma. Good karma or bad karma, you know, like what they say, what goes around comes around. So if you do good, good will come back to you when you least expect it. And when you do bad, you know, somehow it will come back to bite you.
I think one final point I'd like to share about giving is really you must give without expectation. If you ever give with expectation, you're going to be disappointed. You know, take any relationship, for example. You love a person, all right, and it is an action on your part. But if you love a person, you know, hoping or expecting that the person will love you back at the same measure, most of the time we are disappointed. Because people may not respond to the same way that we want them to. So you love because you love others because you are able to love yourself well, you have good self-esteem. So you know that whatever you are giving out, it's already a bonus in your life. Alright, if you expect nothing, everything else, it's a bonus. And you know, and actually helping other people really takes your mind off yourself. You know, we have a lot of selfie trend, right? Today we even have a lot of selfie stick. All right. A lot of people have so much time for themselves. You know, I was in the airport the other day and I saw so many people having a selfie stick, all right, taking pictures of themselves. All right. And I was just laughing to myself, you know. It's so, you know, walking stick in the past used to be a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. Today selfie stick is a sign of trendiness. All right. So it's about ourselves, right? So why not think about other people? You know, think about anyone that needs help. Think about you as a center of a help center. Even if you can't help a person, you must know where to find help. I think that is very important. You may not be the one doing the job, but you know of a lot of other people that can do the job. So at the end of the day, continue to network with other givers, and that is how you yourself can be blessed because you know a lot of other givers as well.
Alright. Thanks for sharing, Andrew. For anybody that's listening who would like to know more about you or about the services you provide, where can they find you?
Well, they can always get me on my personal website. It's www.andrewchow.sg. Chow as in C-H-O-W. And you can always email me at andrew@andrewchow.sg.
All right, we've been discussing the first episode of our Personal Success series, and this ends Raise Your Game for Personal Success, Live Generously, Paying It Forward with Andrew Chow from Idea Smart. This has been Raise Your Game with me, Tasha Fusil, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.